Support comes from Troy University, welcoming prospective students to explore more than 170 majors and minors and more than 40 graduate and professional degree programs. Now accepting applications for the fall semester. More information at troy.edu/admissions.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. People with Alzheimer's sometimes wander off, especially at night. So we decided to look into how they can be located and rescued. Project Lifesaver operates across Alabama to locate Alzheimer's patients who wander off. Aaliyah Corporal Kent Smith is the Project Lifesaver State Coordinator. Based at the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's Aviation Unit, he works with local sheriff's departments to implement Project Lifesaver training. We recently toured the Aaliyah Aviation Unit headquarters in Montgomery and are talking with Corporal Smith today by Skype. Corporal Smith, thanks for joining us today from the Aaliyah Aviation Unit.
Glad to be here.
Corporal Smith, last week you gave me a tour, and I was so impressed with the helicopters, the rescue craft used in Project Lifesaver. You have been doing this for a dozen years. What does it do?
The great thing about Project Lifesaver, it was brought to us 12 or 13 years ago. A local sheriff's department brought it into our area. They knew that they were not able to travel throughout the state to train these other sheriff's departments, so they asked us if we could do so. And through the cooperation from them and Project Lifesaver International, they then assigned me as the state coordinator, and I started traveling the state, talking and training all of the sheriff's departments in the state. Project Lifesaver is for people who have a tendency to wander off due to cognitive issues like Alzheimer's, dementia, and we're very fortunate in the fact that we were able to do this and do it very successfully.
Are you saying in the past dozen years you've seen an increase in dementia or Alzheimer's rescues?
Even in the aviation unit alone, once a week or so, we were getting calls about a missing elderly person that had wandered off. I realized that we actually had way more people that had this disease. And with Alzheimer's, we found out that we had over 100,000 of our citizens that actually had this disease. And if we just talk about numbers in the United States, 50% of the nation's 85 and older population actually has Alzheimer's. They estimated about 5.2 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's. And what's frightening is that 59% of those will actually wander off. Because of that, we needed to be able to do something about it. And that's one of the reasons that we got involved with Project Lifesaver. Another fact is what they found out is 36,000 individuals wandered away every year, and 36% of those were never even accounted for. So we can't let that happen. So we had to do something about it. So Project Lifesaver was the perfect avenue for us to help get these tracking bracelets on individuals who wander off that allows us to help locate them in a safe manner.
When you gave me the tour, you were talking about the stages of Alzheimer's and the surprising time of day that they wander off. Can you give us sort of a brief overview of that?
Sure. So the Alzheimer's with the stages, they call it mild, moderate, and severe stages. And the mild stage is typically at the very early stages, and they're still very cognizant of things that are going on around them. And then they also typically don't have a ton of issues right then. But once it transfers into that moderate stage, that is when they start wandering off. And then there's something that happens in that moderate stage. They call it sundowning. And sundowning, I'm not sure all the medical reasoning for it. But once the sun goes down, something happens to them cognitively with that disease, and it really causes them to wander off even more. So that's why many of our searches were at nighttime. And then naturally in the severe stage with Alzheimer's, that typically where many of them are either bedridden or not mobile.
With this acute problem statewide, how does Project Lifesaver step in?
They basically took a bracelet that they used to make years and years ago that they would track animals with, and they modified that to where they could put a bracelet on someone's arm or ankle. What it does, it transmits a radio frequency. The FCC designated specific frequencies for Project Lifesaver so that when we're tracking that bracelet, we're not tracking any bracelet but that specific bracelet. That was really critical, so that way we knew when we plug that frequency into our receiving units, we know that we're tracking only that person. And the range on it is about a mile to mile and a half if you're on the ground with a receiver. But if we're in our helicopters, then naturally that range jumped up 10 to 12 miles. And naturally with Alzheimer's, it's the ones that we're focused on are ones that wander away from their houses, or someone takes them to a store, they wander off. All we have to know is their exact location of where they wandered from. We go to that location and start their searches from there. And most people are found within 1 mile of where they went wandering off from. We're teaching this to these different sheriff's departments. We have to educate them on how far can the average person walk in 1 hour. I mean, we know if they're in decent health, they can walk 4 miles. So that's why we had to teach the caregivers and help them understand when they go wandering off and they realize they're missing, that they need to call 911 immediately. Do not wait. That's been an ongoing issue we've had for years and years. And next thing you know, by the time we receive the call, they may have been missing for a few hours. Well, that gives them time to get themselves in trouble. So we just want to get them home safely.
We recently talked with Sharon Tinsley of the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and she was really concerned about this dementia/Alzheimer's problem. How do you work with the Alabama broadcasters on this?
You know, I get so many calls with different broadcasters, and even with our department, we have a fusion center so that if someone goes missing, we will contact our fusion center, and that's where they have, you've heard of probably the senior alerts, and they will put those out there so that that way if any law enforcement agency, if the person for whatever reason was driving, even though they weren't supposed to be driving, but they drove to a certain town and somebody get a call within that broadcast out into those areas. So anytime that we can get the word out when someone's missing with broadcasting to the media so they can put this out and put people on the alert to, hey, be on the lookout for this particular person, so that we can hopefully get them home safely.
So with Project Lifesaver, how do people who are listening to you right now get one of these bracelets for their loved one?
And they call their local sheriff's department. All they need to ask for is the person that's in charge of Project Lifesaver for their department. They will speak with a caregiver to make sure that the person that has this disease actually qualifies for the bracelet.
Is there anything else you want your listeners to know?
I don't think I can stress enough, if their loved one suffers from Alzheimer's or dementia and they are showing signs of wandering, then they immediately need to start calling the sheriff's departments, because these programs, most of the time, they don't cost anything to the caregiver. If they can't afford the program, then they are given that program at no cost to them. So I don't want them to hold back because they think this would cost them a lot of extra money. We just want to make sure that they get the bracelets on them.
And I've known of civic clubs who buy these bracelets for the sheriff's departments, so they will be available, and that eliminates that cost question.
We have raised funding so that all of that funding goes strictly to Project Lifesaver, and we purchase the equipment. So 100% of those proceeds goes exactly towards purchasing the bracelets for people who can't afford them and need them.
Does this hit you emotionally as well?
It really does, because my father, many, many years ago, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and only survived 4 years. And so we had to make sure that my dad didn't wander off, but the mother responsibility that I had was towards my mom. She was an incredible caregiver. The caregivers really need for people to serve them and make sure that they're getting everything that they need.
Corporal Smith, thank you so much for this life-saving work.
And it's been truly an honor to be able to serve the citizens of our state.
That was Corporal Kent Smith, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's state coordinator for Project Lifesaver. More information about Project Lifesaver and its important work can be found at the website, alea.gov, and from your local county sheriff's department. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.